This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 9-step metabolism map, simplified biochemical pathways for medical education. A systematic 9-step framework for understanding core metabolic pathways has emerged as an educational tool, breaking down complex biochemical processes into digestible segments that trace the journey from glucose intake to energy production and storage. 9 pathways, essential metabolic routes connecting glucose, fat, and protein metabolism. Energy production pathways in human metabolism, relative efficiency of ATP generation from major substrates, fat oxidation 47 ATP glucose aerobic, 30 ATP protein breakdown, 30 ATP glucose anaerobic, 2 ATP. Source, biochemistry textbook estimates, Georgian Medical Journal News. Glycolysis and immediate energy production. The first pathway in this educational framework traces glucose breakdown through glycolysis. Glucose converts to fructose, then to pyruvate. This process occurs in the cell cytoplasm and provides rapid energy through ATP production. Glycolysis generates 2 ATP molecules per glucose molecule under anaerobic conditions. The process serves as the primary energy source during high-intensity exercise when oxygen demand exceeds supply. The framework emphasizes practical applications, such as how consuming carbohydrates triggers this pathway. Bread consumption introduces glucose into cells, where glycolytic enzymes convert it to pyruvate for immediate ATP synthesis. For more insights on clinical applications of metabolic pathways, healthcare professionals can explore detailed case studies. Aerobic metabolism and sustained energy. When oxygen availability permits, the metabolic framework shifts to aerobic pathways. Pyruvate converts to acetyl-CoA, which enters the tricarboxylic acid, TCA cycle, also known as the Krebs cycle. Aerobic glucose metabolism yields approximately 38 ATP molecules per glucose molecule, compared to glycolysis 2 ATP yield. The TCA cycle produces NADH, which powers the electron-tron transport chain for maximum ATP generation. This aerobic system supports sustained activities like walking or studying. The brain relies heavily on this efficient ATP production system. Alternative pathways and metabolic flexibility. The educational framework includes several alternative metabolic routes that demonstrate the body's metabolic flexibility. The pentose phosphate pathway branches from glucose 6-phosphate to generate NADPH for antioxidant defense and ribose for nucleotide synthesis. During oxygen-limited conditions, pyruvate converts to lactate through anaerobic glycolysis. This pathway becomes dominant during intense physical activity when oxygen delivery cannot meet tissue demands. Fat metabolism follows a different route. Acetyl-CoA converts to fatty acids for storage as triglycerides, or fatty acids undergo beta oxidation back to acetyl-CoA for energy production. Fat oxidation becomes the primary energy source during prolonged fasting or low carbohydrate states. Clinical applications and educational value. The 9-step framework serves medical education by connecting theoretical biochemistry to clinical scenarios. Gluconeogenesis, where pyruvate converts to oxaloacetate then glucose, maintains blood sugar during fasting states. Amino acid metabolism represents the final pathway, where proteins break down into amino acids that can enter metabolism at various points, pyruvate, acetyl-CoA, or directly into the TCA cycle. This pathway's importance becomes evident during prolonged caloric restriction or protein deficiency states. Medical educators increasingly emphasize integrated approaches to biochemistry education that connect molecular processes to physiological outcomes and clinical presentations. The systematic 9-pathway approach reduces complex biochemistry into manageable educational segments, with each step connecting to practical physiological examples and clinical scenarios. Educational biochemistry framework for medical students. Key takeaways: 9 interconnected pathways cover glucose, fat, and protein metabolism from intake to energy production. Aerobic glucose metabolism yields 19 times more ATP than anaerobic glycolysis, 2 molecules. Alternative pathways like gluconeogenesis and beta oxidation provide metabolic flexibility during various physiological states. Frequently asked questions: why does fat provide more energy than glucose per molecule? Fatty acid molecules contain more carbon-hydrogen bonds than glucose, yielding approximately 147 ATP molecules per palmitic acid compared to 38 ATP per glucose. This makes fat the body's preferred long-term energy storage system. When does the body switch from glucose to fat metabolism? The metabolic switch typically occurs after 12 to 16 hours of fasting when liver glycogen stores deplete. During this transition, gluconeogenesis maintains blood glucose, while beta oxidation provides the majority of cellular energy needs. How do amino acids contribute to energy metabolism? Amino acids can enter metabolism at multiple points after deamination. Some convert to pyruvate, others to acetyl-CoA, and some directly enter the TCA cycle, providing metabolic flexibility during protein breakdown or dietary protein excess. This systematic approach to metabolic education continues evolving as medical schools integrate more visual and practical learning methods. The framework's strength lies in connecting molecular biochemistry to physiological processes that students encounter in clinical practice, potentially improving long-term retention and clinical application of metabolic principles. Source: A Shortcut to Remembering Metabolism in Just 9 Arrows. At Context: Metabolism Map, Simplified Biochemical Pathways for Medical Education. Description: 9-step metabolism framework for medical education connects glucose, fat, and protein pathways with practical clinical examples and energy production efficiency. Author: Type Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-5/21. Date modified: 2026-05/21. At Context: Does fat provide more energy than glucose per molecule? Accepted answer. At Type: Answer. Text: Fatty acid molecules contain more carbon-hydrogen bonds than glucose, yielding approximately 147 ATP molecules per palmitic acid compared to 38 ATP per glucose. This makes fat the body's preferred long-term energy storage system. At Type: Question. Name: When does the body switch from glucose to fat metabolism? Accepted answer. At Type: Answer. Text: The metabolic switch typically occurs after 12 to 16 hours of fasting when liver glycogen stores deplete. During this transition, gluconeogenesis maintains blood glucose while beta oxidation provides the majority of cellular energy needs. At Type: Question. Name: How do amino acids contribute to energy metabolism? Accepted answer. At Type: Answer. Text: Amino acids can enter metabolism at multiple points after deamination. Some convert to pyruvate, others to acetyl-CoA, and some directly enter the TCA cycle, providing metabolic flexibility during protein breakdown or dietary protein excess.